What up, what up? What up, New England? What up beyond the country and the world?
International fans, we have.
International Room podcast tonight.
What's your buddy's name there? International friend?
I forgot. Yeah. Don't put me on the spot like that. No. How could you just do it? James Ogle.
Nice.
Holy shit. Oh, yeah.
Ogle, where's he from?
Ogle, Australia, maybe?
Sick. Or New Zealand, right?
New Zealand?
Yeah.
All right, I was close.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere near close, am I?
Kind of. It's close, but they're not the same.
All right, we start the show with no knowledge here.
Yeah, what's up, right, everyone?
So, Tommy, welcome to the show once again.
We're here. Nice to see you.
Two in a row.
Whoa.
Let me see if we have sound.
Probably do.
All right, we're sexy. All right, so with that said, we got a pretty good show for you tonight. Yeah. Last week, we had a nice show to come back with Sean Schubert from Red Seal Martial Arts.
How cool is he, by the way?
He is extremely cool. Yeah. He's like, I have a man crush on that guy.
You got a lot of man crushes, but rightfully so. You know, these are guys to have crushes on.
It's like, I think it's more like I look up to him.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
Of course.
It's like, wow.
Like all of us with Tom Brady.
It's cool just to be friends with people
it
like
is.
That.
I
you
agree.
Know what I mean?
Yep. That's why I signed up for jiu-jitsu, because I want to hang out with cool people.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And then, Jesus. Yep. And they can protect you, too. Like we spoke before we went live, you spoke about practice. You got a little banged up today.
Yeah,
a
my hand
bit.
Is a little fucked
but
up
you
right
did
now,
mention
but,
that you have a lot of police allies and stuff like
that's
that.
Those are good people to have.
Watch out for that cord there, Tommy.
Those are good people to have friends.
Tommy, lots of things going on this weekend we're going to talk about a little bit, but a lot of things went on last weekend. Three regional MMA cards going on at once last Saturday night, CES, NEF, and Cage Titans. Mm-hmm. Basically, trifecta.
People travel to all of them, at least two of them, from Plymouth to Foxwoods. Cage
Who
Titans
did
and
that?
Foxwoods. Just a couple of people. People were talking about it.
Oh, they went to see maybe the last fight.
Right.
Well, I know Foxwoods gets done before Plymouth, but you sure that's it? Well, they might have saw the early fights and then ran to the.
That's what
now
I'm saying.
I know you.
It's like 2 hour drive.
You can't watch the whole show.
No.
Two whole shows like that. But you can if you rent a stream and you watch it on your phone. You watch
while you're driving?
While you're driving, all that illegal shit.
While you're drinking and driving?
Thanks for bringing that up, Tommy. While you're drinking a beer and smoking a joint?
Watching the fights.
Doing all this fucking shit.
Speaking of crazy shit, while I was just driving here, it's pitch black out. It's pitch black out here at like 5:30 these days. You know, it's about 7:30 when I'm driving here. Some crazy fucker on the highway flying up behind me. No headlights on.
Because he still thinks it's, you know, summer.
But it's blackout.
I know, but then, you know. I don't know.
It was sketchy.
I think they're in older cars, but every car nowadays should have automatic headlights.
Mine does not, and it's a 13.
My girlfriend's doesn't. She has a Jeep, a 2017 Jeep, and it doesn't automatically. You got to turn the lights on.
Yeah,
so
mine too.
I jump in hers, and I'm probably that guy because I'm used to driving one that.
Well, if you can't see what the fuck is happening in front of you, that's a pretty good indicator. You don't really need the ding to tell you.
Kind of right.
You're like, why is it so fucking dark out here? It's fucking people.
Yeah, you're kind of right. I kind of do notice when the light's on.
Yeah. You're like, what can I see? What the fuck?
All right. So with that said, Tommy, so last weekend, them three cards went on, and they were bangers as far as at least two of them. You know, CES, not as much action going on as far as knockouts and, you know, social media, but Gary Belletto.
Yeah, he had like the
junior,
fight of the night.
He had a really great fight. Captured, he defended this title, I do believe.
Yeah,
he owns the 185 and the 170-pound title. So he defended that title. The only fight Gary Belletto has lost in like the last 3 years has been against Billy Goff.
Mm.
And Billy Goff is, as you know, was a double champ for CES. Cage Titans, and I think he's 1-0 in the UFC. 1-1 in the UFC, or 0-1.
Yeah, I think he was cornering Jake at Cage Titans this weekend.
He was.
Jake,
who fought Fred Seifer, who we will get all to them fights. But first, we want to talk a little bit about this weekend coming up. We have Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts on that, Tom?
I don't have many thoughts on it. Pretty stupid. I'm an old school fan of Tyson from the 90s. You know, I was watching all those fights, those 1 minute fucking knockouts. Fucking when he came back and fought Peter McNeely. Remember that when he got out of jail and fought Peter McNeely from Massachusetts? And,
and
they threw the towel in.
And Peter was trying to do these poems and shit like that. He was like fucking
singing
stupid
songs
shit.
And stuff. You remember. That's great. I used to have his phone number and we used to call him and prank him.
Well, I was friends. He passed away, by the way.
Did he?
The beginning of this year, the end of last year.
I knew he wasn't doing well.
But I, he was,
He had like no
teeth
and shit.
I hope I spoke correct, but I was friends with him on Facebook, yeah. And I actually talked to him about coming on the show.
He would reach out. You could call him,
but
leave a message.
He was a hot interview.
Oh, yeah, he's crazy.
Because he just went, rabbit holes.
Wild
and
guy.
You don't know what he's saying.
We should have got him on. I wish we did.
Yeah.
Maybe. Are you sure
he
died?
Went and picked him up. Look it up on Google. You have time.
I will. I'll do it in a minute. My thumb's fucked up.
What? You can't?
I can't pick it up.
You have a fucking thumb? You can't even look him on. All right, so... Were you were really reaching for that fucking phone? You're nervous a little bit about that information. Tommy's no Jamie. He's just a good-looking co-host.
I wouldn't want Peter to see this and say, I think we were saying he died.
Why? Maybe he'll come on and go, listen, I'm not dead,
motherfucker. He'll punch you in the face.
So anyway, Tyson, you don't like it. Of course, none of us like it.
No.
But what's your thoughts on it?
I hope Tyson knocks him out. Usually these, I don't know if it's an exhibition. I feel like it's a professional fight, and they will both get a mark on their professional record.
That's what a lot of people are worrying about. That you know, Tyson is gonna, you know, if he's going after cash here,
he's gonna tarnish.
He's gonna have a loss on his record. This guy.
Yeah. He has a couple losses. So it wouldn't be his first, but he hasn't had a professional fight in over 20 years, I think.
Didn't he have... the last time he was in the ring was an exhibition against somebody.
Roy Jones Jr.
And that was an exhibition, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was just a couple of old guys fucking giving each other body shots.
So I posted about this, the rules and all that other stuff, man. Of course, it caters to Jake Paul, but also I think they're shorter rounds, which probably caters to Mike Tyson as well.
Yeah, because he's older.
You know, I saw some footage of him, but they were all like 10-second, 15-minute clips.
These guys are buddies. They're doing it all for the fucking money. They're texting each other every night, talking to each other. We'll see. They're both going to get paid, so.
Yeah, Jeff Clark says, we all want Tyson to win, of course, but Jake is too young and strong.
He's in good shape.
It's, you know what?
If Tyson clips him, like in the jaw or something, and drops him... That's what
I think
we'll
it might happen.
He could.
I think they're gonna let Jake hang in there for a while with him, and then how is he gonna survive one of those uppercuts from Tyson when he comes into the body?
Yep,
and then
because he's low too. Tyson's short. That's the thing, you know.
It's all about gas tank here. But all right, so that fight is Friday night on Netflix, which I didn't know until yesterday.
Yeah.
So I already spoke to the important people in my life. That can we watch that please on Friday night?
Which is probably everyone because everyone has Netflix.
Yes, I thought it may be Netflix, and you got to pay an extra charge.
Sure,
evidently not. Right?
That wouldn't. That's not a stretch. But I don't think it is. I think if you just have Netflix, you can watch.
That's
it.
What I'm thinking. But if not, you can illegally stream it because it's easy to stream anything nowadays.
I said I was going to do that just so they don't get the credit.
Yeah, Tommy said that outside when we were like talking before the show, and I laughed my ass off. Like he's so bitter about fucking,
these fucking
you know,
guys.
Giving anyone anything.
That's right.
It's like,
but I already paid for Netflix, so you know.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
it was like that time, bare knuckle boxing, BKFC. Is it BFC? BKFC.
BKFC.
All right, when they were kind of liked me. And then they were charging for their app to watch all the fights.
Oh,
and
then
that girl was going to fight Paige,
yeah,
Van Zandt or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So then they were going to make a pay-per-view, and I made a stink about it. And I made a post, and the whole world went down. Like, this is when they weren't as popular as they are now. And I'm like, how can they do this? They're already charging and blah, 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 blah.
There, yeah.
Feldman came on, fucking blah, 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 blah.
Oh, shit.
And Laz Borson gave me credit for that, saying that I was the one that shut down that pay-per-view.
No shit. Then they just streamed it.
For that, they gave it for free to the people that already paid for the app.
No shit.
But I remember Laz Borson was throwing up on their page, and he was having discussions about, you guys are making what, like $5 on the app a month, and you only have one fight every fucking 3 months, one card every, so you're making all this money.
Yep.
Where's all that money going to? And he's calculating and like people were like, "Oh yeah,
Lars don't
fuck
around." So
yeah, so
he did the numbers.
Yes, he did do the numbers. So I remember that, but we'll see about this thing going on. But also, we have UFC 309.
Yep, that'll be cool.
That is John Jones and Stipe.
Your boy Stipe.
Stipe.
I like them both, but I think John's going to fucking beat the shit out of him.
I'm going to take Stipe.
You die?
Yeah, I'm going to take Stipe on this. He's the natural heavyweight.
Yeah.
He's been the champ.
Yeah, I'm not taking...
Who is the heavyweight champ, by the way? Can someone tell me that? Josh Belanger, what's up? Jonathan Nucci, what's up, man? Ryan Burgess from, he's in the Maine area. Neff guy.
What's up, peoples?
Your wife is watching.
What's up, Asher?
I don't know who else out there, but we had a few people in the beginning.
I'm going to look up who the heavyweight UFC champ is now. I can't believe I don't fucking know this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a big guy. We know that.
Yeah, it's a heavyweight.
But I have Stipe. And the only reason why I have Stipe is because I'm not a fan of John Jones, just because his past.
I'm not either. He's a scumbag. But how are you going to,
Stipe is... No joke. He hasn't fought in 3 years.
Oleksandr Usyk. That's why we don't know who it is. Is the champ right now.
Oh, that's who they wanted to wanted John to fight.
Yeah.
Because Stipe hasn't fought in so long.
Yeah.
But either as John. John's fought once in what?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
5 years?
And that last fight against Ciryl Gane was like 5 seconds.
Yes, exactly.
He choked the shit out of him.
That's crazy, isn't
it? Yeah, That do you remember watching
but
that
here's
fight?
The big thing. You know, John, you know, you see it. The hype is not there
anymore. That
was
like a year ago, though, too.
But it's not there anymore. Like, you know, UFC with all John Jones and blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's because he's so unpredictable.
And he's old now. Older, you know? He's you know, it's just like if Connor came back, it wouldn't be as dramatic and
as
exciting.
Well, Connor lost a bunch of his last fights. That's why, too, you know? He didn't have it anymore. Once he lost that spark.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't see Connor I don't see him coming back, even though Eddie Alvarez says, oh, you still think I'm going to fight Connor? That's because you still want to stay up.
Eddie Alvarez still in the UFC?
Yeah, he's still ripped, bro. Yeah. He's still good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all getting up there in age, but they're like aliens, the bodies on them and the way they train themselves. But we have also another big event coming on. I think that's Friday night also. I could be wrong, but George Masvidal, Game Brand, with Randy Costa, headlining that show for their first ever bantamweight title. And then also Slippery Pete.
Yep.
Is on that card also.
Are they fighting each other?
No.
Pete's fighting Charles Rosa, right?
Yes,
I was going to say another Boston guy, right? Yeah, Charles Rosa.
Yes. So cool. Pete is fighting a former, UFC guy and also Pete is a former UFC guy. Pete coming off that championship win against Joe Giannetti.
Yeah, that's big.
Pete's I think 5-0 since leaving since his last loss. I believe he's got four finishes out of those five fights, and his last fight was winning the title against Joe Giannetti, which I think he was probably the underdog going to that fight, I would imagine. And now he's coming in to fight another beast in bare knuckle MMA, bro. What do you think about that show?
I think that Pete's going to take that one, but that's going to be a great show. I hope I would rather watch that fucking 10 out of 10 times than that Jake Paul shit.
So Jeff Clark has said John Jones is the UFC heavyweight champ. Imagine that coming back.
What is he?
He said he's the champ, and Tom Aspinall is the interim.
Okay.
UFC champ.
So what the fuck was I looking up? Maybe it was just some other dumb
shit. No, it probably said champ, but there might have been a little parentheses there saying interim or something.
Yeah.
Unless Jeff is smoking a lot of weed and doesn't know. But Jeff knows a lot about his UFC and his fighting.
I think
fighting
that's
stuff.
Fucking boxing I'm looking up or something.
So, all right, Tommy. So we have Game Brand and we have Randy Costa, who is... Dude, he's come a long way as far as he was in the UFC. He had a couple of wins in the UFC. I think he might have been 2-3 or 2-4 in the UFC. But, you know, even only having two wins, he's won a lot more fights than a lot of these other guys that came from the area that went to the UFC. You know, a lot of guys went 0-3, 0-2. Yeah, I think he won his first one in Boston, maybe his second one, lost his second one, then he won his third. So he was... You know, back and forth a little while, but that guy's a terror. And he could be, not that he wants to go back to the UFC, but he's making good money at Game Brand. And if he wins this fight, he could, the UFC could come calling that
kid. Do whatever
again.
They want,
I mean, he's still young.
Yeah.
You know?
And I like the bare knuckle MMA better because. you know, they can go to the ground, they can do jiu-jitsu and stuff. It's not, they're not just sitting there fucking hamburgering up each other's
face.
Yeah,
like BKFC.
Yeah.
Exactly. The fights last like 40 seconds.
Yeah, and it's brutal, bloody.
Yeah, it's just mayhem for like, you see how, you know, just nonstop punching to the end of the round or until you
drops.
Get tired and you're like,
or until someone drops, and usually they do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of like a cockfight. There's no strategic fucking shit in that.
No, it's
a
fun
cockfight or a dog or a dog fight. You know what I mean? It's just and that's BKFC.
And their faces look like they got attacked by a dog or something.
I mean,
I'd see a cockfight. I want to see some chickens kill each other. You know?
Dude, just watch some of my friends go to fucking overseas on some of their fighting trips. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of one of my friends, we will speak about it. There's so much to go over. We got to get off this fucking shit and get back to, because we're gonna go over a little Neff. We're gonna show some video of their card that happened. A lot of knockouts there, and also Cage Titans. A little CES didn't have that much of action. You know, we'll watch a little Gary Belletto about, the cockfights. Mm-hmm. Mike Woods.
Oh yeah.
Mike Jolica just won again at Neff with a standing guillotine. Mm-hmm. So
he's good
for him. He's coming off a loss, a title loss. I guess I forgot who he was on the show going to fight. Was it Fred Cypher? Who just won against Jay Caskey?
Was that
for the Cage
was
Titans
that
title?
One? Yeah, it could have been.
It might have been.
Yeah,
Fred, we were talking about how Fred's a cool guy and a nice guy that. So I think, he fought Fred. I think it was the decision loss.
No.
I'm not sure. Yeah. But Fred just went to Cage Titans.
And beat Jay Caskey.
And then the what did he do?
I didn't even see it.
Was it Amen triangle choke or something like that?
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah.
So is that what it's called? What is
it? Or head and arm. You know?
Head and arm. Yeah. Sorry, head and arm. Yeah. That's what he's got Jake in round four.
No doubt.
So good
that's,
for that.
That's
kid.
Crazy. Yeah, that's
double
crazy.
Champ.
Yeah.
And what's
Jake,
left for him?
Jake's
young
tough.
Kid. Young kid. What's left for him? Go to, I don't want to say anything. Go pro, but.
Yeah, pro and stay in the regionals.
Nah. Defend the title. Defend one of those titles. Yeah. And then maybe think about it at the end of. The middle of 2025.
Keeping those titles.
He's Tyson. One of Tyson's guys. Chatty. He's going to, you know. Speaking of Tyson Chatty, he had a bunch of guys win. Gary Belletto.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A bunch of guys had CES. The Russian polar bear guy there. The guy that wears the polar bear outfit.
Yeah, we saw him at the CES.
Yeah,
before.
I'm so sorry I can't think of these fucking people's names. You got to help me out here.
I don't know the names.
Get the fucking shit out.
I didn't even know the UFC heavyweight title.
Yuri Penvarov, Fangul. See how I get that?
Yeah. It comes back.
It does come back. So he won Justin Sumter also. So three guys of Tyson Chatrier. Then Cage Titans, he had Fred Cypher. I'm sure he had a couple of other guys in there. I could be wrong in that, but he also had Andrew Valdina stepping in the cage to announce his title fight, stepping up to go against Joe Penafiel, who has not fought for Cage Titans in a year and a half, maybe.
He did
longer.
Some bare knuckle shit, right?
He did. He did game brand. Yeah. He had some success there, but he's coming back to New England. He hasn't lost in New England.
That'll pack the house.
So, you know, Andrew says, this is my home.
Mm-hmm.
This is my, you know.
I think I agree with that.
Of course. They're
two cool guys. But
Joe's saying the same thing. So I don't know if this, you know.
Joe's saying that's his home. He's from Florida.
Yeah, but he hasn't lost.
He owns
the title.
I know. Oh, he has a title?
Yeah, he has the Cage Titans title.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it, taking anything away from Joe, because he's cool.
But Joe's always said, like, this is my home now. I own this cage. And now you got Valdina. Same thing.
Yep.
So I don't know how. I think they're pretty cordial together.
Sure.
But I think this is going to be built up into a little shit talk back and forth.
Good.
Definitely not a disrespect talk
from either camp. They're both
from
good guys.
Either, Joe will try to get under Valdina's skin.
He's a shit talker.
For sure. He'll try to get under Valdina's skin.
Valdina has a way with words.
What's
as well.
What's up, Dante?
So
my girlfriend's son is tuning in right
What's
now.
Up?
He wants to see how men act.
He's camera. Watching you?
Yeah, I'm not the guy. I told him to tune in to watch you more than me.
Exactly.
So, so that's That's a great matchup. I'm jumping all over the place.
Didn't our friend Don Chaney's fight that?
He
got the W.
He did get the W. Easy win for him because on Table Titans, he was talking about that, how you know it was nice to get in and out of there. So I would imagine that was kind of not a really, you know, he did his thing. You know what I mean? Good for him. So
yeah, he's good.
Get back on the horse. And his fight was announced against Tom. I have his shirt and everything. Another Tyson Chatrier guy.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that they had a, they had yes, called him
yes,
on
that.
That
was announced in the cage.
Cool.
Tom Pags.
Nice.
Pagliaro.
You're good. You're on a good delay. You got the delay, but it's good.
Well, it's all
the shit. Yeah.
Tom Pagliaro. I'm like the Rain Man, right? Yeah. I just shoot it out. Like I'm just like 10 seconds after, right?
10-second Rain Man. That's funny.
So, yeah, Tom Pags is fighting. First time fighting at Cage Titans, I think, as AMI and or pro.
Okay.
Never fought at Cage Titans, I want to say. So bravo to Cage Titans for getting some of these guys that have just been exclusive for Combat Zone, which is Calvin Cater's
That's
promotion.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool. That's always a good show.
So congratulations to that. So with that said, we're going to head to NEF, and we're going to check out some of their footage. I don't know. There's Andrew Valdina checking in.
What's up,
so
Andrew?
I don't know much about NEF's fight. Like, I know the names and stuff, but, you know, I'm not very personable with a lot of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's Maine, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of far away.
And then, you know, the times I have tried to, like, be friends up there, you know, a camp or two has hated my guts, or the fans hate my guts, you know what I mean? So
they know you're from Rhode Island.
It's hot for me to want to, like, give you love when I got a fucking a red beam on my forehead.
Why do you say they hate you?
Because I'm an asshole.
What did they say, though? They said they hate you?
Oh,
they talk shit?
Yeah.
Right to you?
Oh,
right to your face?
Oh, never when I'm No.
What did they say, though? Who said what?
I don't know shit, or I'm just an asshole, or whatever.
They don't like your Rhode Island style?
I don't give a fuck, really. Well, actually, I do.
They're way up in the woods.
But I like the fighters. I mean, the fighters are cool.
Sure.
It's just some of the fans suck. I'm not going to, a lot of people not deny that.
Maine is a big state.
Some of the Maine fans are kind of little hostile, sucky crybabies. I'm not, you know, but
Jeff Clark's going to be fucking locking his doors.
No, they also know too. And a couple of the fight camps are kind of douchebaggy, but you know, all in all, 80% of the population is good to me. I'll give them 80%.
All right, that's pretty good.
It only takes 20 for me to get pissed off, though.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but that's a pretty good ratio.
All right,
ratio.
Let's get the Maine fighters. All right, fuck you, Tommy.
I was trying to bait you. I was trying to get you to say some shit.
So here we are. We're going to get to some of the finishes here. And, you know, as I just talked about, Jeff Clark is laughing. So as I just talked about
Jeff, we need to kick it.
Hopefully I don't get flagged for showing some of their shit here. But right here. So here's some of the. Why isn't my mic on? This
speaker.
Oh, way to go. Damn, plug it. Blow up. No, it's all right. We don't have to hear the sound. No, we're all right, Tommy. Yeah, leave it on. We don't.
I don't want to fuck with those. You know.
I don't want to leave.
We'll lose the whole organization right there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. All right. So there's no sound. It's probably music I can't play anyway.
Sure. We don't need the sound.
But yeah, this is NEF highlight reels from over the weekend. But I'll click down. Look at the heavyweights. One guy getting knocked out there. I think that was my buddy. He's a prison guard. I think Miles Emery. He's a nice guy. I like him.
Who's doing the knocking out?
I think he got clipped.
Yeah, that was a clip.
Bruce Boynton, who you know, shouldn't have been in there because he's old, and that guy is like half his age, got knocked out cold. So, right here, there it is, right here. Watch this, Tommy. Yep. Boom.
Oh yeah.
Ouch, dude.
That was a right straight.
Oh, and his chin was right up. There was no movement.
Yep.
No head movement. So we're just gonna go through this for NEF. This is Kyle Pufo, who just knocked this guy out with a little slam right there, just taking him down.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of like that Neil Magny fight over the weekend.
Yeah, his head hit just right, and that was it.
That's a brutal takedown, man.
And Kyle Pufo is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
He's a beast.
Yeah, imagine that, your head just smacking off the canvas like that, unconscious.
Good for him. This is Jolica right here.
Oh, yeah, Mikey.
Mike getting the standing guillotine.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
Oof. Good for him.
That was locked
man.
In too.
Yeah,
that
look
real
at him.
Naked.
He's You know, good for you, kid. Coming off a tough loss.
Mike's a good
for
dude.
A title.
Yeah, I love that kid.
And he jumped right back in there. Yeah,
he's a hard worker, too. He's out building houses and shit every day.
Yeah,
he's crazy.
He's got a kid. He's a family guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. I think this might be Miles Emery getting... Yeah, this is him. Big That's boys. My man. Big but look man. At him. They're big boys. Go, what a left, man.
They're ready for the buffet.
Hey, but he made, you know, and then he got body slammed, too. He made, look at that. Elbows. Oof. Hammer. Oh.
Those are big boys.
He got hurt.
You don't want to be on the back end of
that. My buddy Nathaniel Grimard, he came away with a victory. He's, you know, he's been up and down, wins and losses, going back and forth. So it's good to see him get his shit back. There's Kyle Pufo making his little speech at the
post-fight,
end.
Post-fight, yep. Why is that?
I don't know why it just came on. It's on.
You look surprised.
I'm fucking, what is that? Why is that on? You see me? I'm like, why is that on
the
voice?
Was it just the volume?
I don't know what happened. Oh, so, look at this guy. Yeah, so Miles clipped him too, it looks like.
Yeah, they were going back and forth, dude. They were fucking slugging.
But I like to say about Neff, their social media and their... You know, there's stuff they're doing for the fights, this after shit, and a lot of their footage is cool. Really up there now. They're stepping up their game.
Sure, that in ring footage was really good.
That's Kyle Pufo making that thing, and they also had, you know who they had making I think announcing the fighters in that is Mike Maria, awesome, beautiful guy. Look at that guy,
yeah,
kid. He is a fighter for Neff also, but he does their in cage interviews nowadays.
Cool.
But now they also had the guy. From, there's Mike Jalika.
Yep.
Let me get to him. They also had the dude from, he works for the UFC a little bit now. He does the Bruce Buffer things. He makes believe he's Bruce Buffer and he announces some
fights.
On the
other ones, the bald dude?
Yeah, the little guy. He does the holler whiskey thing. He works for them. Well, he has some amateurs going at it.
Oh, yeah, slugging. Good for those kids. Oh, yeah, good ankle pick. Does he capitalize on it? No, not really.
Nice. Ducked right under that. Nice.
The Emmys are always
they're always so quick, right?
Yeah, they fucking hungry.
It's like watching college football to pro football.
Totally.
It's like it's just so sped up.
And also, sometimes it's in a better because they're just hungry. They're just like all about the game.
There's Nathaniel Grimard getting it. I was looking for his footage. They finally put it up. Oh, all right. You got nice finish, Bo. Oh, I thought that was going to be the finish. I think he fought Matt Denning. Mm-hmm. Again, Matt's a veteran in there, and he just manhandled him, didn't he?
That was
he
a
beat the hell out of him.
Oh, that looked like. Did you see that Robert Whittaker rear naked choke a couple weeks ago? It knocked his teeth out and shit and broke his jaw.
Oh yeah, he dislocated his jaws. That's all right. So Cam Arnold with a huge knockout. Now he's definitely somebody. We got to go back and see his knockout. He's definitely somebody right here. He goes, boom.
Oh, oh,
he's definitely we in the talks going back to Cage Titans to maybe fight for the number one spot. Well, I would imagine Cam Arnold probably thinks he's up there in the top three. 135 is now in New England after his knockout there. And, he did speak about his last loss against Will Smith that – you know, he thought he won that fight, and he wasn't feeling himself that fight and all that. So he believes he's up there with the best of them.
Yeah,
so
he was just calling Dana White out.
He's calling Dana White, of course, but he's also, if that doesn't work out, he's also in the talks to come back to Cage Titans, fight for a title.
Get some eyes.
You know, whatever the friggin' kid wants, you know? I mean, he's game.
Exactly.
He's got a following, so good for him.
Yeah.
You know, he's shown that...
people are watching.
Yeah, and you can get back from, losing. So we're going to get the Cage Titans right now.
Nice.
Because they had a lot of exciting stuff right there. And then we'll leave off with a little CES. But don't forget, this weekend we have Jake Paul. We have
Stipe versus John Jones.
And John Jones. And we have Randy Costa and... Pete Barrett fighting for Masvidal and the Game Brand.
A lot of good fights.
Yes. So there's a lot to do this weekend. And as we mentioned earlier, the Tyson fight is on Netflix. But I'm sure if you don't have Netflix, there's a lot of buddies that send you streams over Messenger.
Yeah, if you don't have Netflix, then what the fuck?
Yeah, steal your friends. That's probably not going to
watch
it that night. Get their password for the night. You know what I mean? So where are we? We're at Cage Titans now. Nice. Where, you know, as we all know,
Jorgen,
the number one. They are the number one.
We didn't even mention Jorgen, and he was the headliner.
Yeah, he's on this show.
Yeah,
he's
he was the headliner that night, and he won.
So we will. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. He had two teammates. He had his teammate, young teammate, amateur, had the viral knockout of the night with that kick to the face.
Mm-hmm. Pull it up, Jamie.
I'm trying. Yeah, you should be my fucking Jamie. This is all going to change when we move the podcast. The podcast is moving. We haven't really formally talked about it, but...
a little bit last week.
Yeah, the podcast will be moving come January to a new spot.
Yeah, we're going to be in a new spot. You find us right here, same place,
yeah,
same time.
Yeah, nothing's changing about our social media. And also, what you're seeing as far as the screen is not going to change either. We're just going to be in a different room. Everything's going to be the same.
You're going to see our handsome faces.
We might change the camera angles a little bit.
Maybe I'll put something behind myself that's my own.
Yeah, yeah, we'll figure out something. But this is the knockout from the kid. A lot of people thought it was the knee to begin with, but it was actually the shin. Kid's, and the sound of it.
The kid is stiff.
I'll find the sound of it, but let me get some heat. So we'll show Cage Titans a little of their action over the weekend.
We didn't even talk to Paul Vare last week.
We haven't talked to Paul Vare in a while.
No,
so they got us card. Here's Jorgen right here.
Yep.
They have a card in January, so we'll get Mike Paul Vare on again. We'll have our new spot by then.
Yeah.
But there is Jorgen DeCastro winning the Cage Titans heavyweight title. Jorgen is unstoppable on the regional level. He had a tough go in the UFC. And then, he fought a couple of fights, one or two out of the UFC. He fought for Khabib's promotion. I forgot what the hell was that. Yeah. Eagle, nice one, Tommy. Yeah. I think he had one or two fights. He actually had a win against Junior DeSantis.
Oh, yeah.
When Junior dislocated his arm. But, that's a win.
He could go back to UFC.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Heavyweight?
Yeah, the heavyweight division is not.
But, yeah, for him, like, late notices or something, if he keeps winning, come on. He did have a great knockout in the UFC. It ain't like he never won. Let's get Jacobo Oppito. I love that kid. Yep. He had a great finish.
Yeah, he's a great jiu-jitsu.
Chris Motino, who beat Johnny Campbell.
Yep.
Chris is on a 5-fight winning streak. He's 5-0 since being released out of the UFC. So, he could go back.
Yeah, he's been on a tear.
He could definitely go back.
He fought Sugar Sean.
Look at this. Look at this kid come right after this kid. Watch this. Watch this relentless melee on this kid right now.
Yep.
Watch. Here we go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he ain't letting
him
go.
That kid needs to shoot on
him.
He's
got to do anything. He's trying to return, but he don't know what to do.
Oh,
look.
My God.
Wow. That was fucking great.
You would have put up a better fight than that.
I would have ducked in.
Yeah, you would have grabbed his leg or something.
Let me hear this.
Look at that hair.
This is my house, and the party will be over January 25th. I fucking love it.
Yeah, man.
Zach DeSab. With a big win here. He had a reverse triangle, I think.
Oh, geez.
Look at that.
That's crazy.
Look at the guy's face.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Look at him.
Look at his vein and it popping out of his forehead. Holy shit.
Wow.
That dude's been in the dream world for 20 seconds.
But kudos for him. He's still going, though, dude. Look, his legs are strong.
Yep.
But I think he gets him in... I think he
doesn't know how to defend it.
Wow. But Zach, I believe, retired after that fight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, young kid. Must have, he doesn't need fighting. Look at that.
Another knockdown.
Saved by the bell.
Shaking his head. He wanted to go home right there.
No, I think he was a little upset he got caught with that at the end of the bell.
Probably.
Look at him. Watch. He came back and won.
Hey, he got saved by the bell. Literally saved.
Yeah, you're right, because that guy would have hopped all over. Wow, he got cracked again.
Oof. Oh, damn, look at all that blood.
probably his.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Jeez.
Who the fuck is this guy?
You usually don't see that much blood.
Who the fuck is that guy? Wow.
Yeah, good for those guys.
All right, so that was Don Shaynis. Cage Titans, if you want to check out, they had a podcast on Monday, Table Titans, when they talked all about this card. I think Don Shaynis was a guest. The kid Twitty.
Conway?
No. That's good, though. From Regiment, who had that viral KO with the kick to the,
oh, yeah.
to the, yep. chin, the chin or whatever. It's Tom Pags right there. He was on the show. So Tom Pags coming to fight. Yeah, there he is. The first time Don says he can't wait to welcome him to the Plymouth Memorial Hall. Look at Chris Notino. That kid is just a beast.
Yeah, kid's an animal. He put up a good fight. Both these guys are fucking animals.
Yeah, Johnny's always... Look at it. He's still trying to, you know, he's still trying for that one punch that change everything.
Careful with the music. That might get you pulled.
No, they can't hear. It's too light.
Yeah.
They can't.
It's a good song, though.
Yeah. That they can do that because it's a reel.
Okay.
You can use that shit on the reel.
No doubt.
Fucking good for Chris Motino. This was the fight that we just watched.
Yeah. Always cool.
I don't know what's going on with him.
That wasn't this week, was it?
Yeah.
Did he fight?
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think Jerry fought on this card.
Is this going back? Oh, yeah, yeah. They're still showing. Ozzie Newton. Mm-hmm. Ozzie Martin is coming back to make his pro debut.
Who did Ozzie beat the shit out of last time?
Oh, he just...
One of my guys, I think, right?
I can't remember.
Not either, but he beat the shit out of him.
Anyone he touches. Yeah, yeah. He had a quick finish last
Who the fuck
last
was
fight.
It? It was someone. Can't remember. Dion? Was it
Dion? Here's the thing, though.
I don't want to guess.
I don't know what they're fighting on. Hey, anyone out there? What is this a 170 pound fight between? What's going on here? Did I lose it? Between is this a 170 pound professional fight? Because Ron has fought at heavyweight.
He's looking thick.
But that picture's like 7 years old, yeah, 8 years insane, old. That's know? He fought at heavyweight there or 225.
No shit.
He fought Will. I can't ever think of his name now. William Knight.
Yeah.
William Knight was a fucking, you know, 225. But Jeff Clark, if you're still watching, let me know what weight that Ozzie Martin fight is at. Cage Titans announcing all the title fights.
That's like fight of the year right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of these fights going on, but these two guys, they're fucking
legends. Here's a good fight. Greg Jones against Kenny Champion. Kenny just, he had that win against Aaron Hughes. So this is the OG fight. Yeah. And it's a professional fight. I didn't know Greg Jones was a professional.
Maybe you just went last time or something.
Yeah, maybe he made it last time. Jay Perrin calling the fights. There's Jorgen doing his thing.
Looking small.
Yeah, he put a beating on that guy.
Yep.
Oof. Yeah, so...
Is that Chris? Yeah.
Yeah, that was Chris him beating Johnny. Up Johnny. We don't have to watch it. Let's go to that.
It was just kind of like the
watch
end
the
of it,
finish.
I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We'll at least watch the end of it. It's hard to watch, you know?
Yeah, your friends and shit.
Yeah.
It's the name of the game, though, you know?
I know, but...
And if anyone can take it, it's fucking Cupcakes Gamble.
Yeah. Cupcakes is... I love Cupcakes.
Yeah, you're just covering up.
I mean, Chris Motino I like, too.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Legends of the sport. Oh,
that was at the end of the... Yeah, he called it. Yeah, Johnny had enough, man. Yeah, He's all broken
he
up.
He was done.
You know, fuck.
Good. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
There it is right there. Five straight wins. UFC bantamweight Chris Motino captures his fifth straight win with a Cage Titans 68th victory. Good for you, Chris.
He didn't look like he had too weird of hair that fight, though.
No, but it might come back.
Oh, sure.
There he is right there. You know, he's all business now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So
all these guys with the mullets are all business.
There's Don Shaynis. He had a, I guess, a rear naked choke finish. He also, he was mentioning that the kid was saved by the bell. at the, you know, the end of the first round or whatever. And then he just continued to kick his ass the second round or whatever. But yeah, so that fight did end up on the ground with Zach. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a reverse triangle on the ground right there.
That's some crazy shit, man. Yeah. I'm going to try that one.
There's Randy Costa right there who will be fighting this weekend. Friday night. Good for him. Like, now, you cannot deny Cage Titans has the best media in the game. Right here. Fucking, that's your buddy right there.
Yeah, Trussell.
Yeah, Trussell. He's nice, he man. Knocked out.
I never say anything bad about him no more.
He TKO'd Marty Neves. And you know what?
Well, he got slapped last time at Cage Titans.
Yes.
Yep.
Marty Neves retired his last fight when he lost, which was probably about, you know, three cards ago. And then he came back. So, I mean...
Yeah,
it's weird. I don't know if he retired again. Yeah. I don't know, but
retirement's a funny word
when you're that young. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you know, I don't know. But holy shit! And then this was you know, Christine Katsinkas, who can't get a fight.
She got the L,
and she ended up losing. Yep. She's always looking for a fight, and she ended up losing. She's a Cage Titans, you know, person. Right there.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, she's an awesome girl.
Yep.
It sucks to lose. Look at this finish right here. Watch this. Jacobo Peter. Watch this. See him wrap the arm?
Oh, yeah.
Now watch. Watch him twist it.
Oh, yeah.
What is that, Tommy?
That's like a...
some kind of arm lock?
Yeah,
like,
arm bar. Yeah, he's got it in there.
But watch the shoulder, like the elbow right here. Look at it right there. Look at it. And he pulls...
in his own leg.
Oh, my God.
That's high-level jiu-jitsu.
Yes,
right
it is. And I've been to tournaments with him.
Yep.
And he's incredible. There's Joe Pettifield. The party will be back January 25th to take on. Right there, you Mr. Valdina, the gladiator.
Yeah, I like both these guys. I like Joe. He's not a local guy. This ain't his house. He's a good fighter. This ain't
so
his
you're
house.
All Valdina.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, of course I'm all Valdina, New England respect guys. Joe we're, and I love Joe.
Of course. And he's a great fighter. But he is not a local boy.
Like I said again, Cage Titans does some marvels. And I got to give props to this kid, Fred Cypher, who beat Ajalika buddy, and then he just became the Cage Titans featherweight amateur champion, beating Jake Caskey, who's no...
Huh? Maybe he'll get a rematch with Mike Jolker.
A little early. You want a different.
Of course.
You want a different challenge.
You know, I'm just thinking because Mike had
maybe in the
his
pros.
Win.
Maybe in the pros they will.
Mike had a win that same night. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But you're right. It would be a good fight.
Yeah, especially since they just fought on the same night.
It would be another good fight. But here's the finish right here. There's there. What's that again?
I can't even see it. Head and arm?
Yeah, head and arm.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
I don't know, something about a toss salad or something.
Yeah, something with penis envy. So, yeah, congratulations, kid, right there. We're going to get to that viral knockout pretty soon. That's
yikes.
Good for him. I can't show all these, but this is that bloody one when that kid finished. Connor Matthews, the controller. Just think about it, Cage Titans. They got all the UFC fighters there.
Crazy.
That you know what I mean? It's fucking...
That's the show to go to.
There it is there, Tommy.
Oh, you need
him. Listen to this. No, it was a shin. Listen to this.
Oh.
One more time. Listen to that crowd, too. Everybody out there, watch this.
Oh, damn.
Right?
That sounds like a stick or something.
Right? One more time.
And that kid is in the shadow realm.
Oh my God.
He thinks he's on a beach in Tahiti.
Oh my God, dude. This is that craziness right here.
Is that Chris? No.
No, it looks like him though, don't it? It looks like a little Chris Motino there.
Yeah, the hair.
Could be a brother. I know Chris has got a big family.
Does he?
Yeah.
Italians?
I think he's Portuguese.
Yeah, Motino.
I think he's Portuguese. That was Joe Lozon. I can't cut Joe off. What happened?
Wearing a shirt with his name on it.
He said Marty Davis is the one to watch. It wasn't tonight. Why, we're off the bat. Nice. Wow. Waste any time.
Oh, Hillary Rose.
Can't get better than that, man. Can't get better than that. All right.
I think when it's actual fighters doing commentary, it's always great.
Oh, it's awesome.
They know exactly what the fuck
All right, we're going to leave off with a little, who is this? Aussie Fight Pro debut is 170. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that answer right there. Everyone's throwing in 170. I'm sorry I didn't look at this earlier. Tommy.
Why me?
Because you're Jamie. You got to look at this shit.
Nah, I don't look
What do
at
you do?
It. What do I do?
You fucking,
I'm a co-host.
You drink bands and look up something.
Nah.
Look up something.
I'm not looking up.
All right.
I don't do that.
CES. All right. So you said you had a few people that were supposed to fight, but they didn't fight.
Yeah. A couple of my guys.
It didn't happen.
Yeah,
but, I thought, wasn't Saheeb supposed to fight?
I don't think he was
just being hyped up or whatever. All right, we'll go real quick through their stuff.
They want him to fight.
But we'll go to Gary Belletto first. This was ruthless right here.
Yep. It's mean.
Like, it was even before that, he was raining down some blows before that happened.
There's a still shot of him punching that dude in the face, and it's one of those ones where it looks like the face is, like, moving away. You know, it's like a still of right when he punches him.
Oh, so, yeah. He also posted his own thing, when the Dark Knight is punching the hell out of someone, he put it side by side.
He loves Batman.
Yeah, he is the Batman.
He is Batman.
There's Yuri. Took me a little while to get his name. Yuri Penveroff, but this kid's a beast. But he looks like he gets tired in fights. And he lost on the Contender Series.
Yeah, I remember that.
But he looks like he gets tired quick. And he shouldn't. He's like a jiu-jitsu boxing guy there, but it looks like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he needs to get on do some road work.
Here comes the spinning back fist. Watch this. No, how he knew that?
Because you saw it?
No, it showed it like, it showed it as the still in the picture when you first come in. Here it comes right here, I think.
Yeah, it's like the thumbnail.
Yeah, so they're showing like 20 videos of theirs. So there couldn't have been that much action going on.
That was Yuri with his bear suit.
Polar bear suit.
That was pretty cool outfit.
There's Justin Sumter getting a rear naked choke. Oof. So these are all Tyson Chatier guys right here. Oh, right on his chin.
Yep.
That's how...
Yeah, you don't want a broken jaw.
Yeah, or dislocated or whatever. But, yeah, CS has a lot of submission finishes in their fights. Yeah. That was a great fight. Casey Norton against Justin Valentin.
Oh, yeah.
Justin was putting it on him. Watch this. In the beginning of the fight, this was the end before he got that choke in. Mm-hmm. But before this...
He's getting bled on like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he was...
That's not his blood. That's the top guy's blood.
Because he was getting beat up a little bit in the beginning. Justin's tired right here. He's just letting him get them hooks.
It's funny. We're literally looking at his sister right there on the name.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she called in right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sister or cousin?
I think it's sister.
Is it his sister? Yeah, it is his sister. Yeah. She's cousins with Johnny Lopez.
Oh,
look at how long he's getting. That's when he's going to sink it in right there. But Justin took a beating for a while, man. That kid's a... He fought... He took a beating from... Here, watch his hands here. He's going to touch him up.
Yep.
Nice left. He looked good early, but Casey's a beast grappler and another nice left, right?
Yeah, he's a boxer.
Yeah. He's got good hands. He's managed by Matt Bissett. A nice right hand. Oh, he hurt him right there. Oh. Look at. Then he went in for the kill. That might have been the problem. Stay on the outside. You were beating him.
Yep.
Well, he actually did. But that was a good fight. Great fight.
And Valentin got the win, right?
No. Casey, the guy in blue, ended up... He was the one on top beating him up in them other ones.
Yeah. I thought that Valentin got the win, but...
But he's getting touched up, man.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
Great fight for both of them. Mm-hmm. I can't handle the pink thing.
Yeah, it's a very pink suit.
See, I'm not a huge fan of CES. It's not terrible action going. You know, there's a lot of...
Yeah, you know, jiu-jitsu going, you know, a lot of wrestling. The crowd's not going nuts.
Oh, that, this is pretty good, but...
Yeah.
Ooh, they hurt.
Flatten them right the fuck out.
But you know what I mean? It's not, they, you know, people's heads weren't coming off.
Yeah,
you know
the crowd
what I mean?
Wasn't going nuts, you know. It's always good when the crowd is very much into it.
Who is this? I thought Tom Evans was supposed to be on this card for some reason.
Shit falls off all the time.
Yeah. Is that a grappling fight? No. Someone got knocked out. Someone got knocked the fuck out.
He's like a big boy.
Yeah, they had grappling too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's it. When you go to the grappling, we're getting out of there.
That's why they usually show at the beginning of the night.
So Tommy, that was it for the weekend.
Yeah, that's good.
Yay, Jorgen De Castro, he tuning in right now.
Nice.
Congratulations, my man, for winning that title.
Yeah, always good.
And God, killing it on the scene. I think Kate Sutton's like who's next for him?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, regionally, killing everyone. So you know, Jorgen fights a lot of overseas and other places, so he's going to stay busy, that's for sure.
That's
I mean,
right.
He's killing people. Who's going to fight him regionally? You know what I mean? Fuck that.
Maybe
that.
You.
Yeah, maybe me. Well, anyway, so that was it, man. We went through three cards there in an hour.
A lot of good stuff.
You know, we basically showed you all the highlights of what was going on, and, you know, there's a lot of shit matchups coming up that Cage Titans put up there, as far as, you know, Andrew Valdina against the Potty, Don Chaney against Joe Pags, Jones versus Kenny Champion for the, I forgot what title is that?
The Bad Mother?
No, it's OG Old Mother,
tie,
OG.
Right?
Yeah. It's really old motherfucker. Old, was it?
The OG belt or something,
Like,
right?
Yeah, but it's older, old guy, something like that, fucking...
Original gangster, we'll call that.
Original, I don't know. No, but that's what it's supposed to mean,
yeah,
that's not what
be.
It really means.
That's what me and you would fight for.
Yeah. No, we wouldn't. Fight for the old guys. But, Tommy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, man, it was good to be back 2 weeks in a row. You know, good shit to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, Shameless Don, all these great, all these people around.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, all you motherfuckers that are, like, tuning in, we're going to end the show, but you guys can always call in.
Yep.
We're going to be back next Wednesday. We're going to take December off. We are moving the podcast, but it's not going to look any different. We're just moving to a different location, and we're going to keep it going. But December, we might shut it down. You know, the first week in December, we might have one Christmas show in December, and then we shut it down.
Yeah, for the last hurrah in this room.
Yeah, the last hurrah in this room. Maybe we'll have a guest down here. It will be December.
We just saw each other at the beer store, and I was going to say, this is going to be some of the last times we're here in the store.
Yes, going to that beer show, beer store.
What the fuck is it called? Liquor World?
I don't know. I don't want to give them any props there.
Yeah, why not? They're fine. We get beer from there all the time.
I know we do. We do.
Give us a sponsorship.
We do get that there. No, they don't know. All right. With that said, thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh yeah,
Ozzy. Like people are still saying shit, but like I said, if you wanna chime in, you wanna call in, you wanna do any of that, we're always set up for that. You know how you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just not letting any Joe Schmo call in. But like you guys, if you're jumping in here and it's early in the show and you say, hey, let me jump on, you know, I'm gonna let you jump on.
And you're friends of ours, and you know,
exactly. But
a lot of good friends of the shows.
We're
going to
be here
everyone.
Next Wednesday. So if you want to come on the show, live show next Wednesday, that's, you know, doors open. Give me a buzz. We'll talk about it. And thanks so much for coming on. So with that said, follow us, The Room Podcast. This will be on. It'll already be on by the time, you know, you get this information. But this will be on Spotify, The Room Podcast Spotify. It is also streaming on YouTube if you want to go to YouTube and grab it. If people don't have Facebook. And that's about it. It's all over the podcast and audio websites and all that other good stuff. But with that said, thank you so much for tuning in. And great fights this past weekend. Remember, Friday night is Jake Paul against Mike Tyson. I think also Friday night is Randy Costa.
That's good shit.
And Peter Barrett fighting for
Masvidal. Watch that instead of fucking Jake Paul.
And then, well, the Jake Paul fight's going to come on late, so you're probably going to be able to see the Masvidal fight.
There's going to be so much bullshit also on that fucking card.
Yes.
In between. It's going to be painful to watch.
And then Saturday, of course, we have John Jones and Stipe. Stipe. How do you say his last name?
Miocek.
So that's a great card also, but I'm not paying for it. And with that said, we will be back next weekend. If you want to chime in, come on the show, talk about your fights this past weekend, talk about future fights that are going to be happening. Just, you know, shoot the shit with us. Talk about, you know, the year end, you know, what you thought about your life and how your career's going, what the future holds.
Definitely.
And just come on, man, because Tommy and I need to.
We want to talk to you.
Yeah, we need that. All right, with that said, Tommy, you want to leave off?
Nope, good seeing you guys.
All right, man, we out of here.
Cheers.
See ya. Have a good night. Love yous.